The president of Belarus today defended his decision to force a passenger jet to land in order to arrest an opposition journalist who was on the plane. President Alexander Lukashenko also accused European leaders of using this as a way to interfere with his country's affairs and strangle his nation by ordering new sanctions. The EU has weighed in, calling the move to divert the plane an act of piracy. The EU has also banned Belarusian airlines for using airspace over member countries, including Lithuania. That's where the plane was about to land before it was diverted. Gabrielis Landsbergis is the foreign minister of Lithuania, and he joins us now. And foreign minister, do you support new sanctions against Belarus?
Absolutely. I think this is one of the ways to show that these type of actions, piracy, or as we call it, state-sponsored terrorism, has a price tag, that it's absolutely not okay to hijack a plane, kidnap more than 100 passengers on it. So it must have consequences, and I'm really pleased that European leaders found a consensus on that.
I also want to ask you more about that, though. Why do you think the EU is so reluctant to take stronger action, though, against Lukashenko, like sanctions on industries that provide him with vital foreign currency?
After last year's stolen election, which was stolen by Lukashenko, I think that Europe was quite united. But I think that there was a search for a balanced approach that would not hurt the regular people in the country, but would be aimed, and I mean the sanctions would be aimed towards the sectors or the companies that actually finance the regime. After these events, I think that Europe is already taking a much stronger stance. You know, the decision was made basically just a day after the incident, which rarely happens in the Union of 27 countries.
Mm-hmm. Well, President Lukashenko has been telling his people that he's defending Belarus from NATO aggression, and he's stepped up his military state of readiness on its borders, including the border of Lithuania. Are you worried there might be a military incident?
You know, on one hand, we're quite convinced that that Lithuania and other NATO countries that are bordering Belarus are safe, because we are being defended not only by our own military, but also by our allies. But when we consider the fact that actually what happened on Sunday, which was absolutely unthinkable before, it might appear that that Lukashenko has crossed certain red line, where after which it's very difficult to tell where he would stop. So I would say this, that in general, I'm not expecting any military intervention or any aggressive action towards NATO countries. But one cannot exclude a certain provocations that might happen just because Lukashenko is trying to prove whatever point he has.
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice famously called Belarus's government under Lukashenko the last remaining true dictatorship in the heart of Europe. That was back in 2005. The opposition journalist who was arrested, Roman Protasevich, was an outspoken critic of Lukashenko's rule. Are there things happening inside of the country that we should be paying attention to?
Well, you know, the things that we are seeing now, they are really disturbing. We've seen Mr. Protasevich forced confession on video. So this is a certain humiliation that we very rarely see broadcasted anywhere. And when we have to consider that this is happening in the heart of Europe, and it is happening just 200 kilometers away from one of the European Union's capitals, namely Vilnius, it's really very difficult to grasp. And I think that we cannot stop just as evaluating the fact of what happened on Sunday. You know, all the democratic, all the Western world needs to demand the release of more than 400 prisoners that are being held in abhorrent situation in the jails and of Belarus. This should not be happening in a civilized world in the 21st century.
Well, with that, foreign minister, do you think that the EU is too focused on this action involving EU citizens on this airliner, rather than this daily repression of Belarusians inside of the country?
Our goal and aim should be now not to stop with the decisions that were made yesterday or day before. I think we really should consider the possibility of using the legal systems of the Western world to put a legal pressure as well to the leaders of regime in Belarus.
Gabrielis Landsbergis is the foreign minister of Lithuania. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.